the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Be more powerful and more stronger than this flesh.
Amen.
You can't get caught up in this life and in this world, because this world is caught up in a lot of stuff and it's going to be destroyed. It's not going to last. When the times come, when the Spirit of God comes, He's not going to take this flesh. He's going to take the Spirit man.
Amen.
And you want the Spirit man to be much more stronger than that fleshly man. Because the fleshly man is going to fear, it's going to fret, it's going to doubt, it's going to give up, it's going to give in, it's going to be angry, it's going to do all these things. Why do you think people get mad when they find their loved ones die? They're angry because their flesh, in their flesh and in their emotions, they're feeling a certain thing. And there's nothing wrong with crying. When you know your loved one is going to be with God, you got to be rejoicing in that thing. Not going to be with you long, but guess what? You're going to be with them if you stay in the race with God.
Amen.
Why do we think that we fight so hard when things are not going the way we think it ought to go? Because our fleshly man is fighting. Our fleshly man is afraid. You got to let the Spirit man.
Amen.
Says here that we demolish arguments and reasonings and human reasonings. Why? Because we fight in the Spirit. We pray. We're fasting. We're trusting God in every aspect of our life. Every aspect. Not just some, every. Because if we don't trust God in every aspect, the enemy will have room to get in those other areas that you're not allowing God to be a part of. So we're not wrestling against people. Some of you are wrestling against people. You're fighting against people. But it's the enemy that you need to fight with. It's the enemy that you need to destroy. I heard one songwriter said, it's me that needs to be destroyed and put on a subjection. Me, what I want, the way I feel, what I think. So thanks to God, it says, our weapons of our warfare. It's not carnal, it's not fleshly. Hallelujah, but mighty. Do you have that mighty weapon?
All right.
Do you have that weapon that God has given you? Hallelujah. Is the Spirit man stronger than that old fleshly man? Don't let him take over and don't let him defeat you.
Amen. Amen.
You let him know that he's to be defeated.
Amen.
Say it. Say it in that Bible. And also it said we demolish arguments. Whatever the enemy says, it's a lie. It's a lie. Let him know that. Whatever he tried to do, let him know he can't do it. Only God can. Amen. Word of God said he can destroy the body. The soul and the body. He didn't want to destroy that. Amen.
Amen.
Only him. So when the enemy comes against your body with sickness, when he comes against your finances, telling you broke, when he come against your mind and tell you ain't amount, you can't amount to anything, or you'll never do nothing, tell him he's a liar.
Amen.
And there is no truth in it.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. At this time, we're going to stand, everybody, as our very own Elder Dakota Radden comes to preach or teach the Word of God.
Amen.
Say, Elder.
Elder.
Until I walk no more.
Until I walk no more.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Well, I have you standing. We're going to a word of prayer, and you may be seated right after. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day that you have made, God. This second Sunday of October, God. Father God, have your way and your will be done, God. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the saints of God that are here on today, God. We thank you for the praise and worship, God. We thank you for our pastor with the word in Jesus' name, God. We thank you for our overseer, the bishop, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to strengthen the both of them, Heavenly Father. Keep them covered with your blood in Jesus' name, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another opportunity to stand before your people, God. Father God, the assignment of the enemy has been canceled in this place today, God. Father God, we came here to glorify your holy name, God, to lift you up, to magnify you, God, because you're worthy to be praised in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for help, lack of strength, God. We thank you for watching over us while we slept throughout the night, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your traveling mercy for people to come to church and in their right mind. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Thank God for another opportunity to stand before you. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for our pastor. Amen. A mighty woman of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank God for our overseer, the bishop, in Jesus' name. They both have a lot on their plates, and we got to continue to pray for them continually. Hallelujah, God, because it says your leaders are worth double honor. Hallelujah, God. You got to continue to pray for them. Hallelujah. And pray for one another. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Thank God, amen, for my wife and my children that are here on today. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless them, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen. My grandchild, my daughter, amen. God, by all of them here except one. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank God for those that are here on today. Amen. As you all as well. There is a word from the Lord on today. Amen. Today is almost somewhat talking about what Pastor's talking about. It can identify, as Pastor was talking about, wrestling with the Spirit, and that's something that we all have to do because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, as the Word says. Hallelujah, God. But see, I want to talk about influence on today. Amen. Hallelujah. What has an influence over you? Who are you influencing? Amen. Hallelujah. Are we under the right influence or the wrong influence? This is something for husbands, wives, children. Amen. This is something for everybody because, see, the wrong influence, hallelujah, can lead you into eternal damnation. Amen. The wrong influence can lead you into eternal damnation. Amen. But sometimes it's good to have a positive influence, and I pray that we, being saints of God, children of God, are being a positive influence through our family members on the job and the communities, amen, that we are doing what we've been taught here on Wednesdays and on Sundays, amen, as we go out to the community, to our jobs, and wherever we may go. Are we a positive influence on others?
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Because that makes a difference. We often say that sometimes that somebody is a bad influence on a person. Somebody can be just as straight as an arrow, but they get around the wrong woman or man.
Come on.
Or the wrong boy or girl, and then they start acting out, and they say they have become a bad influence on that person. But we as Christians, hallelujah, God, we should be setting that example.
Amen.
And be good influences on others. But are we doing that? Are we making a positive impact? Can you honestly say that you are making a positive impact everywhere that you go?
Right.
Do people know that you are a child of God just through your actions?
Come on.
Can you honestly say that? Or they can't tell you apart from the world. Which is it? Is the world having that big of an influence on you? Hallelujah, God. Because there's a certain way we're supposed to act. There's a certain way we're supposed to think when we have a positive influence, when we are a child of God. You know, we can use our children, for example. Let's say those that are in elementary school, for example. Now we have some elementary age children in here. For the most part, they're nice, they're sweet, they do what they're supposed to do. And they've been doing it that way for a while. But all of a sudden now, you start getting phone calls from teachers.
All right.
All of a sudden now, grades start slipping. Teachers say they're doing things that they normally don't do. I noticed he's been hanging with this little boy here lately. Uh-oh. Now what does that mean? Now they've been doing just fine till they got with the fella. And now they're doing all kind of things that's not what they normally do.
Uh-huh.
Because that little fella is a troublemaker. Mm-hmm. And now your child has started falling behind them now. And now they're getting into trouble now. The positive and the negative influences. Same thing with girls. Your little girl nice and sweet as she want to be. Got her mind on the books and all of that type of stuff. And all of a sudden, young boys calling the house. All that type of foolishness, hanging around the wrong type of female. Telling her all kind of things in her ear. Hallelujah, God. So you was different back at a certain age, see, when we had a landline. Because when they call, you know, telling the husband or the dad that somebody could pick up the phone. But see, now everybody got cell phones. Now you don't know who calling your child.
That's right.
Your child could be in the 8th grade and a darn senior in high school calling them. You'll never know.
Amen.
But see, when you had that landline, when you was picking up the phone, you'll know who's calling.
Hello?
You see how deep their voice is.
Uh-huh.
Who is this? Who you want to speak to? See, them days is over with now, because don't nobody how to have a landline now.
Right.
That's how you don't know who calling your child. Or who your child is calling.
Right.
Hallelujah, God. The bad influence. See, there's so much advice you can give to, especially young married men that are coming up in their 20s or early teens that decided to get married, which is a good thing.
All right.
They didn't want to be in holy matrimony. But you know about them getting around the wrong individual will have them to change their whole mindset about marriage?
Come on now.
All it takes is one young man to talk to an older man that's been married for some years. Mm. I didn't heard it with my own ears. I know what I'm talking about.
Say it now.
Why you want to do that for? Boy, you messing up now. Mm. I didn't heard that. You say you messing up. What you want to do that for? Now mind you, they done been married for 20 some years. Now you go tell this young man he messing up and that he shouldn't get married. I done heard that. Don't make that mistake. But yet you ain't nowhere near divorce court.
Come on.
But you telling somebody else not to go that route.
All right.
See, we have to be careful. That's why it's important and imperative that we continue to talk about the goodness and the holy matrimony of marriage.
Amen.
Because they can get around the wrong influence. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, God. First, see, in Philippians 2 and 5, see, we have to have, as it says, the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're supposed to have the mind of Christ as Christians. Amen. So we should be thinking positive. We don't have no business telling somebody that they should not get married unless they're truly not ready for it yet.
Come on.
Hallelujah, God. That's where good, sound counsel and advice comes into play. Now, my wife goes out of town a lot. She goes out of town with my son with basketball to the different states and different cities. I don't be blowing up my wife's phone wondering where she at and who she with. Amen. The trust factor is there. She don't blow up mine talking about who you got in the house and I'm not there.
That's right.
It goes both ways. Nobody got time for that foolishness. But see, the wrong person can get in here and come out. I wouldn't be letting my wife go out of town like that. Ain't no telling what she out there doing. Now all of a sudden I'm blowing up her phone. Wanna know what she doing? Where she at? You ain't with them coaches, are you? All that type of foolishness.
Right.
Wrong female can get in her ear. Don't let your man stay at home by himself like that. He can have anybody over there.
Amen.
Just even out and about, just even out here in the city. See, the woman can tell I keep a track on my man. I know where he is at all times. Do you know where your man is at? Next thing you know, my phone blowing up. Where you at? What you doing? Why you ain't never called me about that before? The wrong influence. Husbands can mess up a household by listening to the wrong influence.
Come on. But say it now.
I got my woman in check.
Alright.
She don't have to talk to me any kind of way.
Alright.
Soon as your wife call you and ask you something, baby, where you at? What you doing asking me that for? You ain't never talked to her like that before.
Nah.
You mean where I'm at? See, he just heard that garbage about he got his wife in check. Now that stuff all in your head now. Just messing up a household. You remember the movie with Denzel Washington, the last one they had, Fences?
Yes.
If you remember, even though it was set back in the day and whatnot, if you remember, he used to give his whole check to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she paid the bills and all of that.
Yeah.
Gave him a little bit. And he already knew that. Wasn't no problem. You let another man tell her, I give my whole check to my wife. Boy, you fool. What you doing giving your wife all your money for? But see, that works in his household.
Yeah.
If that works, then keep it going. But see, an outside influence can tell you, I'll never give my wife my whole paycheck. I done worked hard for it. No, sir. But see, that works good for his household, though. Don't let an outside influence mess up your household.
All right, you better say it. Say
ladies
it.
And men, for that matter. Don't let it happen. Because see, that's what them outside influences can do. Either you under the flesh, either you are under the influence of the flesh,
all right,
or under the influence of the spirit.
Amen.
Because even so, a man may say that, hallelujah, God, he will say that, what I got going in my household is my business. Mm-hmm. It works for us.
Come on.
And we're going to keep it that way. Mm. You don't want to give your wife your whole check, you don't do it. It works for me and mine. Mm. But you got to be bold enough to say that. Yeah. See, the trouble is we don't want to open up our mouth and say nothing. Mm. And let somebody from the outside run everything. Mm. Women can say, I ain't got to call my husband every 5 minutes. Mm. I trust him. Mm-hmm. He doing what he do. If he doing something he ain't supposed to do, God will take care of that.
Amen.
You got to learn how to speak up and don't let no outside influences ruin your household.
Right.
Calling that man every 5 minutes just because she do. You ain't been doing it, don't do it now. And vice versa. Don't do it. How many marriages have been ruined from outside influence?
Mm.
Family members, all of that type of stuff. You have to keep them out of your business.
Yes.
That's why I said, what is your influence?
All right.
Are you led by the Spirit or no? Hallelujah, God. See, we'll talk about some things. We go to Colossians in the 3rd chapter. When it's talking about putting on some things and putting off some things.
Yes.
Because if you're under the Spirit, hallelujah, these are the things you're putting on. But when you're under the flesh, these are the things that the Word of God tells you to take off. And these things can also can have you to be influenced by others. See, in Colossians 3 and 8, it says, but now are you to put off these things. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. You know that's my pet peeve. You know good and well that influence can have a terrible influence on children. Mm-hmm. Or the TV can have an influence on children.
Right.
This is if you're watching certain comedians doing all them four-letter words, now they saying it.
Come on.
Amen, amen.
Why? Because that's a bad influence. Mm-hmm. Children don't need to hear all of that four-letter word, all that cussing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough that some of them have, you know, you're in the household with it with parents. Mm. And you wonder why when a teacher calls somebody to use a foul language, now you want to spank them. That's all we need to hear. But you telling them not to say it, but you hear me say it all the time.
Mm.
I told you years ago when I had a partner of mine, he called me on the phone and DJ was standing right there. DJ was about 3 years old or four. And when I seen him now, I said, oh, what's up, nigga? DJ started saying that. What's up, nigga? Because he heard me say that.
Right.
I said, God, I said, I gotta watch how I answer the phone around him now and stuff like that.
All right.
See, all of those things, I used to have the tinker to go to the refrigerator to bring me a beer. Go bring me a beer out of the refrigerator. She do it. She's 8, 9 years, she don't know no better. But she'll go do it. I didn't care. I'm sitting there watching the game. I want to be out there. Have her to go get it. Once or twice, not all the time. But I've done things like that. And I look back on it and I say, my God, why did I do stuff like that? At least to my knowledge, thank God she didn't grow up to be an alcoholic. Amen. Like I say, to my knowledge, I hope she acting accordingly up there in Charlotte. Amen. But I can't see her 24 hours a day. Amen. But I pray that she ain't sucking on too many daiquiris and all that foolishness. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Because, see, that was a bad influence that I had with alcohol in the house.
Come on.
Hallelujah, God. And you wonder why some children grow up to be drug addicts and dope addicts and alcoholics, because it's all in the house.
Yeah.
All right. The parents smoke marijuana all day, every day. What do you think the child gonna do?
All right.
Very rarely some can break away from that and say, I saw that destroy my family. Some, but a lot of them get caught up in that.
All right.
Bad influence. Parents are being a bad influence on children. That's why Christian parents have to set that good example. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
None of my children can say that I'm doing one thing here and another thing at the house.
All right.
Nobody can say, how can you teach and preach about foul language, but yet you use it here? Nobody can say that in my household.
Right.
And I can say that in front of everybody and on camera, because I don't have nothing to hide.
Amen.
You got to practice what you preach.
Uh-huh.
Though Barry White had a song about that back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Practice what you preach. But anyway, you got to practice what you preach. Hallelujah, God. You can't be here doing one thing and at home doing the other.
Say it.
Hallelujah, God. If you preach love here, you got to show it at home. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
You got to be a positive influence. Amen.
Amen.
But see, like I was saying about the filthy communication and the anger and the wrath, see, because if you're around somebody that's angry all the time, it's going to rub up on you.
Amen.
You know, if you treat your spouse a certain way, amen, all it takes is you listening for somebody else, what they do. And they mean it, and it rubs off on you. I wouldn't spend all that much money on my wife. I wouldn't spend all that on my husband. You crazy? I ain't buying him no $200 joy just because he wants that for his birthday. Well, you don't have to buy your husband that. If my wife want to buy me $200 joy, let her do it. But I ain't never asked her to do that because I don't wear $200 joy. I'm just using that for an example. Some people be all in your business about the money that you spend on your spouse. If they satisfy my spouse, then let me do so then. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. Don't let outside influences ruin your marriage. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And we have to stay on our children that they don't let outside influences ruin their behavior and their character.
Amen.
They can start using nasty language all because of what they hear at school. Certain kids, I know they cuss all the time. And after a while, that's going to rub off on your sweet baby.
Come on.
Then they going to start doing it.
Uh-huh.
And if you hear them doing it, you know you have to fire them up because they know not to be doing that.
Amen.
And some of them got whippings because of what they see other children do.
That's it.
Some parents might not mind their children cussing in the house. Some parents. Everybody ain't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows you just can't come and do that up in anybody's house.
No, amen.
That's why we have to say, you know not what to do. You know what to do. That's why I always say that we continue to have to teach our children about how they're pushing this world, all of this stuff on us. The legalized stuff. The legalized marriage now between a man and a woman, between men and men and women and women. They push that now. You have to continue to let your children know that that's not right.
Come on.
They might go to a school or someplace and they might see two women together. And the daughter or sons, they say, I got two mommies or two daddies. To your child might think that's normal, that's all right. And you got to let them know that's not all right. Because they might ask you, well, I don't have two daddies. Well, I ain't got two mommies. Because it's something he's seen and he or she's seen at school. And you got to let them know that that's not right.
That's right.
Because they'll think that mess is okay. So therefore, a parent is always teaching. Our job is never done. Always teaching. Because you always got to teach them the right way.
Amen.
That's why it says train up a child in the way that they should go.
Come on.
The Bible says that, not me. Train up a child in the way they should go. The right way.
Amen.
Because then when they get older, they won't forget it.
Amen.
They won't forget it. Because mama taught me that. Or daddy taught me that. Hallelujah, God. See, because when it says it like in Luke 22:3, when it says that Satan entered into Judas' heart, at that point, he was under the influence of Satan.
Yes, he was.
At that point. Mm-hmm. There was no turning back. He said he entered into his heart. Now he went to go betray Jesus, a man that showed him nothing but love and kindness.
All right.
Pray for him. Be with him. Do it. See all kinds of miracles, and you want to betray this man. They said Satan entered his heart. Let us make sure that Satan don't enter into your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. We should keep our heart pure. That's why you have to have the armor of God on at all times.
Right.
Because you're talking about a negative influence. That's what happened to the angels. They got cast out of heaven under the influence of Lucifer.
Yes.
The wrong influence, and now eternal damnation. Somebody can be in your ear about making money all on the weekend, causing you not to miss church. Girl, you better get this money. You better stack your checks. You better get this paper. Now you tell the pastor now to schedule for the next 2 months, I'm going to be working now. I got to make this paper. All because of what somebody done said about stacking chips and making money. All my bills is paid because I work 7 days a week. Got time for church. I got to work. I got to make money. All pastors wanted money anyway. Think I'm going to give my hard-earned money to them? Y'all listen to that.
Say it.
See, your ear gate. Letting the wrong things in your ear. You've been doing just fine coming to church on Sundays. Just fine getting the word of God. Getting delivered. Now, because of one soul, one silver-tongued devil that got an ear about making money, now you want to work all on the weekends now. And you was doing just fine. See how smooth the devil is?
All right.
How slick, so cunning the devil is?
Yes.
We'll do everything that it takes to get you out of church. The wrong teenage girl can listen to the wrong friends about talking about sleeping around with boys. Mm. She don't tell you that she on birth control. She didn't tell you that part. But you done mess around and then did something you ain't got no business doing. Now you done call shame on yourself and your family. And you had a promising career, a promising high school, on the way to college, whatever it takes, now that got to be put on hold because your friend was fast and now you fast right behind him. And it got caught up. Guys doing the same thing, got a good future going, all kinds of stuff. But now you done got into the wrong thing, listened to the wrong influence. I mean, like, remember there was a movie, it's a true story. My son about the football team down in Texas, me and my wife saw it back in the late 80s. It wasn't that bad team. They were winning all kind of games down there in Texas and whatnot. Boys was having scholarships to all kind of colleges. But one guy said, I want to make some extra money. Want to start robbing stores. It's a true story down in Texas around 1988. All them boys started robbing them stores. They got caught up and all of them had to go to jail. Only a few of them didn't do it that was on that team that went pro. And the one was Jesse Tunkel. He was a linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons for many years. And a few other, Odell Beckham's daddy played on one of them teams because you can hear the announcer say Odell Beckham. I said, oh, that must be his daddy. But he was on another team. The point is, listening to the wrong thing has scholarships to Division I colleges.
Say it, now, say
and
it.
Want to start robbing jewelry stores and all kinds of stuff until they got caught and they had to do time, double digits, 10 years. Their parents just falling out of the courtroom because they saw he had a future. They're making millions of dollars, but you want to follow the wrong influence and want to make money by robbing gold at jewelry stores. Mm. That's why we have to stay in our kids' ears. Young boys in high school going to these parties, taking advantage of girls that they had a little too much. Next thing you know, it's called gang rape, and she points you out and identify you. Now you done got all caught up, and now your career is ruined.
Amen.
You better talk to these boys. I done told them, and I continue to tell him, if a girl that had a little too much to drink, and a lot of boys drag her in the room, don't you go in there.
Amen.
Don't go in there. Because it's going to come out later on. Because if she wake up with no clothes on, naked and confused and all of that type of stuff, and end up calling the police. That stuff happens, saints.
It happens.
Young men have gotten themselves all ruined up because of a fast girl that had too much to drink and you want to take advantage of her. That's right. That's right. She hasn't been in all them boys nowhere. And the thing is, she ain't had no business doing all that drinking. Number one, you're underage, you're in high school, you're drinking all that alcohol, and somebody probably spiked it. She had a little too much, and now they got caught up. That's why they tell you in colleges, be careful about that stuff. The wrong influence. You just got to go to that party. Now you're waking up butt naked, don't know where you're at. It happens that way. It happens. It's the truth. That's why you have to be careful. We have to pray over our children, especially once they get out of our house. Remember, Bishop, when we were doing the, when we were going over to the rest home over there, when I'll tell you about the football player, if you can remember. And this is way back. His name, Frankie Rivers. We used to call him Buck. And he was in that rest home over there. Frankie was one of the top running backs in the state of South Carolina when he was in high school.
Come on.
Bad. Went down to South Carolina State, had a scholarship down there. And boys got mad and got jealous at him because he was about to take somebody's spot. And to this day, Frankie's in his 40s. And back then, he was at least 18 or 19 years old. And he is still messed up to this day with slurred speech and all of that stuff because somebody put something in his drink.
It is.
And messed him completely up. It's just no one night thing when you wake up with a bad headache. I still to this day say, what in the devil did they put in that boy's drink?
Come on.
When I came home from the Army, Frank was a well-built young man, clean shaven. When I came home from Germany on leave, and he was down there on Garden Square Road working at the car wash, he had this big raggedy beard, pot belly, and all that stuff. That wasn't the Frank that I knew.
Come on.
Nice looking young man, handsome young man, well built, all kind of girls loving on him. That's just how he was until he got caught up and drunk the wrong thing at a party. And he is still messed up to this day in 2018. And I was back in the early in 1990 when this happened.
Tell it now, tell it.
This stuff is nothing to play with. All because of jealousy and the wrong influence going someplace where you ain't got to be going. These things happen.
Preach it.
And we have to tell our children about these things to be extra careful. You don't have to go to every party. Your goal is to go to school and to graduate.
Amen.
And get a degree.
Amen.
If you go, go, then be extra careful because there's parties all over college campuses.
Amen.
But the wrong influence can have you caught up and end up leaving early because of something that was unnecessary. Divorce court, full because one thing, the wrong influence. Husbands and wives listening to outsiders.
Help us, Lord.
But see, if we're under the right influence, in Colossians 3 and 12, when it says, put on therefore the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, as Christ forgave you, you do also.
Amen.
But see, now people are getting your head, I would never forgive him for that. That's all it is. It just says here that Christ said to forgive them, he forgave you. Who are you not to forgive somebody?
See.
Are you God? Who are you not to forgive somebody? All the stuff that our Savior done went through and he still yet forgave them?
Mm.
All because somebody then did you just a little wrongdoing? Caused you a little inconvenience?
See.
And now you don't want to forgive them? When the word clearly tells you that's what you're supposed to do? When you're under the influence of the Holy Ghost, you forgive.
Amen.
But listen to the wrong people to have you not to make it into heaven because you think what they did was so unforgivable. And you grown. You're not a teenager. You're not a child. What have you done? What have somebody done to you that bad that you can't forgive them?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in here says that, at least what somebody has done to you personally. Not to forgive them because that's unforgivable. The word clearly tells us over and over and over again that Christ forgave us, you have to forgive them.
Amen.
And that's what you do when you're under the right influence.
Amen.
The wrong influence will have you to bust hell doors wide open.
Tell it.
All because of what comes in your ears. And you listen to it. And it stays there. You have to learn to block stuff out. We grown now. We always hollering. We don't care what people think. We don't care what people say. Really? Is that the truth? Because if you got the wrong influence, you doing what they say and you, what they say do. Just messing up your household. Women probably get ready to forget their husband because he done messed up. But that girlfriend, all in year, I'll never forgive him. Now, if I was you, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't let him back in the house. I wouldn't do this. I'll take him to court and take him everything he got. All of that type of foolishness. Then you mess around and meet somebody else for real. Now, they're an abuser. Your husband ain't never put his hands on
you.
But you done got with the wrong fool now, listening to another fool. Taking somebody to divorce court that done begged and pleaded for forgiveness, you said no, and you meet another fool. Now look, all you had to do is forgive, let the man come back in, work it out over time, and everything will be fine. But oh no, you ain't want to do it.
Help us, Lord.
Listening to the wrong fool, now she visiting you in the hospital. Because she the one that told you to take this fool to court because he done messed up that one time. You better listen to the right voice instead of the wrong voice. And the Bible talks about that still small voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
You better stay before God and pray and get an answer from God and stop listening to outside influences.
All right.
That's how serious this stuff is.
Yes, it is.
What influences you? Loving, mercy, kindness, meekness, patience. That's under the right influence.
Amen.
But the wrong outsider can have you to turn your back on all of that. So that's the moral of this. What is your influence? Don't be like Judas and let Satan enter in. We're supposed to have the mind of Christ. This is my closing. We're supposed to have the mind of Christ. We can get mad and upset. The Bible tells us, sure, you can do that, but just don't act a fool. Don't sin not. Sin not. We're emotional human beings. Pastor just said it. We in the flesh, we live in this fleshly body, everybody, leaders and all that. But you can't let that overtake you.
Come on.
You cannot let the flesh be your influence.
Oh, wow. Amen.
Amen.
Because people go talk that fool talk about not giving any money to pastors and all that. That's just foolish speaking. Don't listen to that garbage. They go in one end, out the other. Don't keep it inside floating around in your head. Because then see, because once Satan in the end, then that stuff will start making sense. And it don't. Because now you're on the wrong track of thinking. You know, according to the Christian world now, we can't do no good no more. We just all hypocrites. Every last one of us.
Help us, Lord.
We just all about money. We just blindly following a man or woman of God, emptying out our wallets and purses at their feet. That's what people think. They want to think that, then so be it. I'm going to keep doing what I do until otherwise. As long as I'm under the influence of the Holy Spirit, that's where I'm going to stay at.
Amen.
The Word says that that's foolishness to the outsider, to the unbeliever. The things that we believe they don't, that's foolishness to them. The Word says that. So they're not going to understand what you're going through or what you're doing. You just keep doing what you do.
Amen.
And continue to show your leaders double honor. That's the right influence. They don't want to go to church, that's on them. All you can do is ask and point out scriptures and what so on and so forth. They grown. They ain't got to do it. They don't want you. But there is a judgment day. There is a day that we all will have to answer.
Amen.
Just make sure that your name is on the roll when they call it. Make sure that your name is in the book of life. The only way to do that is to be under the right influence.
Yes.
And that's against popular opinion. Because people go think we crazy. And let them think that. Too many things is widely acceptable now. Too much. Somebody has to stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
And it's going to be an unpopular decision. Jesus made all kind of unpopular decisions and had all kind of people that hated him for it. But at the same time, if you look, he had a lot of followers. Everybody's not going to hate you. But like Jesus said, the world will hate you. The world hated me before it hated you.
Yes.
Nobody said this was going to be easy, saints of God. But you better stand at the right influence. Let us continue to teach our children, teach our daughters, teach our boys not to fall for anything. We don't need no more teenage pregnancies. That's what females, we don't need no boys out here making babies, neither. You got to let them know that foolishness. That stuff ain't cool. You ain't got a job address. How you going to take care of it? Now it's all over at grandma and granddad's house. You got to listen to some crying baby all night, all because of foolishness, what you done did.
All right.
I ain't got time for that garbage.
Break it down, break it down.
Ain't got a job address, ain't going to no military, ain't going to no college. Now the baby all at our house. All because of this man. That child didn't ask to be him. How can I hate the baby? The baby ain't asked to be him. My God. But they don't think about that when they're coming together. You can tell that people don't get before God before they call themselves having relations, because why is there so much hatred now? Women having these babies can't stand the rascal who the baby dad is. It wasn't like that when y'all were together.
Come on, man.
It wasn't like that then.
All right.
Now you can't stand the sight of it. What happened? Now all of a sudden the stomach starts stretching out. He don't want to have nothing to do with it now. Wasn't no love in the first place. Ain't had no business laying down with the rascal.
All right.
Now y'all can't stand each other. And that's too much. Keeping a child away from him, he can't see his child, all kind of stuff, man. But it's just a bunch of foolishness and messy because you ain't got no business doing it. Stay before God, ask God for a husband, he'll send you the right one.
Exactly.
And that's what message needs to be preached to every teenager throughout the country. Girls get in college, even women got a career going, and now this mess, you done got with the wrong clown.
Help us, Lord.
Men got to stop this foolishness.
Amen. That's it.
That's why you get married. Tell these young men once you get married, you ain't got to go on the hunt no more. Your food is already at the house. Women ain't got to go to the butcher shop looking for no meat. It's already at the house. You ain't got to do all of that. Marriage. It's a holy matrimony between a man and a woman. That's what it is. That's what it is. And we got to promote that. Got to promote that. Too much stepping out. Let us stand. Let us go ahead and stand. Amen. Hallelujah, God.